we've been talking about this guy, this guy, just kind of an acquaintance of yours, not really a friend.
Yeah.
You went to school with him for, he's 19 now? So what, you just had like a couple classes with him?
Yeah. He's a freshman.
And he was in the same class as you?
We had the same class.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So was he like an overachiever? Or were you kind
of... Yeah, he skipped a year of school, like grade school, so...
So he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he's, especially with math, I was like, you know...
So maybe he does have his wits about him. Met this girl online, talked to her for a year, hasn't met her in person, or didn't meet her in person until he moved out permanently to live with her in Connecticut?
Yeah.
What, you don't think so?
Well...
Some people have a good handle on things.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I could not do that. I don't see... You know, I hope it works out for him, but I just can't imagine moving somewhere, giving up everything I have here to move somewhere with someone I don't know.
Well, did he have really tight friends and family close by?
Well, yeah, his family was by, and...
So he does have a good support group here and everything, and gets along with everybody
that
you know of? So there's nothing that he's running away from or anything?
No.
What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm riding with my wife right now, and she's from Canada. We met online.
And you met online, and then how did you move the relationship closer? Did you just someone just up and move and go?
No. We talked for about a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then she was engaged for a while, and then she got disengaged, and we started talking again. And then, I don't know, I met her last June, and I married her this past December.
When you guys met for the first time, was that the start of the relationship, though? I mean, like, you met for the first time, and was it...
Yeah, pretty much. That was the start of the relationship. And
so you moved and everything at that point?
Yeah, then she...
Wow.
She moved with me to Germany, and then after that, we moved back here to the States.
So it can work out.
Wow.
It can work out. It's just, it's kind of a gamble that you have to be willing to take.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're still working on our citizenship and everything like that, but it's a good thing. The internet's a good way to go these days.
Yeah, it seems like more and more people are meeting that way. You hear more and more success stories. The long distance stuff is what really blows my mind, though. It really is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
The only time I've ever had an encounter with online dating, my dad had this relationship with this lady online, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he moves to Kansas, and we're from Austin, Texas. So he moves to Kansas, and he spends probably, I don't know, 3 happy years with this lady. We moved in with him, we were younger. 3 happy years, right?
Uh-huh.
She turns out to be a complete psycho. And like treating his kids like, and my dad owns his own business, and he can't like leave us by ourselves, right? Can't leave his kids by themselves, so he like has to leave him with this woman.
Yeah,
and then he gets himself into this 3-year long bind. So this relationship had been building for 3 years, share bank account, all this crazy, right?
Yeah.
So there's not much my dad can do to get himself out of this position. So it goes on for about 6 years. That's 3 years of happiness and 3 years of not happiness. So then finally he decides to get rid of this woman. And he kicks her out. Okay? I mean, regardless of what might happen, he kicks her out. He tired all the bull crap. She's gone. Then, after that 6 years, common law marriage states that there's a way for her to get his stuff.
Yeah.
So after this 6-year long common law marriage that my dad didn't want to be in because of an online dating service, he's losing his stuff.
Jeez.
So that's where I stand on the whole moving.
Yeah.
Moving because of a woman that you met over the internet.
Yeah,
because,
that's
you
a
know,
good point, yeah.
People change over time.
Well, and even then, you're talking on the phone with somebody, right? If I'm in a psychotic, mean mood or something, you know, like everyone has their moods, I'm not going to call someone or answer my phone. But if I'm in a good mood or whatever, I'll be calling people and talking to them. But then when you move and you move in together, you got to be around each other all the time.
Yeah,
you can't censor yourself.
You can't just not answer your face.
Right.